1077 The Island is your home for real music variety. On the air, also streaming audio for your convenience. You could take us with you everywhere you go. Just click listen live when you hit up 1077theisland.com. Jackie Bowen is here with the Happy Brush, and you're are you on? First of all, hi.
Hi.
You've been the owner of Happy Brush forever?
Forever, like
so,
10
so
years.
So I was there.
You were.
Yeah.
But like years ago.
It was eons ago.
It was
eons
ago.
A different lifetime ago.
It
but
was
that's,
a different lifetime
That's a good time.
Ago.
Did you move upstairs?
I'm upstairs.
Is that working out?
It's working great. People love it up there. It's a weird change, but people actually say, I like it better up here.
Does it pose a problem when you're enjoying wine and painting and then you got to deal with the stairs?
So no wine anymore. That's one of the things I simplified.
You don't do that?
I don't do that. So,
well, I didn't mean to have disappointment in my voice,
I know,
but
right?
that was a good time.
You know, it was a good time, but it wasn't like most. We have a lot of families that come in there.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah.
So, in addition to the Happy Brush, you're on the board of something Railside? What is it?
I am on the board of Railside. So, we call it the Railside BID, Business Improvement District.
Yes.
So, I have been on the board there for, almost since I had the Happy Brush. So, I mean, almost 10 years I've been on the board down there.
What does it entail to be on the board of something like that?
So, we meet once a month, and then most of us down there either work in a business down there or we own a business down there or own property down there. And so then each of us kind of take on something, a particular part of downtown. So mine is promotions. So that's how I'm out here.
What
promoting.
Is yours?
I'm the chair of our promotions committee.
Gotcha.
So if we got stuff going on downtown, then I'm kind of out there trying to help make it happen.
Do they still light the lights downtown when it's dark?
So the lights are on every day.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Seen it once. I was up super early on a Saturday morning and they hadn't been shut yet. And it's really...
Yeah, they're on a photo sensor. So they are on until it's light enough. And then sometimes on these dreary days, they're on in the middle of the day.
That's fantastic. Yeah. What's Railside Christmas? First of all, I can't believe it's mid-November already.
I know, because there's still leaves on the tree. And
I know.
And the trees, and it doesn't feel
weird,
like November.
What is Railside Christmas?
So Railside Christmas is like this thing that's been going on forever. We used to call it, of course, Downtown Christmas before we called ourselves Railside. So it's just a tradition. In fact, I was thinking my kids 20 years ago participated in Downtown Christmas because they were at one of the dance studios down there. And it's a tradition of lighting the tree. And they've always had the dance companies down there dance. And there's different things going on, different events. Santa's usually down there. Santa will be down there this year.
Feels festive down there.
It's super festive. And this year it's even more festive because it's even bigger and better than ever. Kind of like how we've been trying to do with Railside. We've tried to, you know, everything's bigger and better down there. So
in front of me, I have a list of businesses and the activity that coincides. Now, am I to understand that this list is all happening on one day?
That is all happening on one day. So we have, it's insane. So I think we have, last I knew, like over 25 activities. We have extended the time from 5:30 to 8:30 this year, which is an extra half hour on either end because there's so much down there. And we want to make sure that with the lines and different things that people have time to do all the things.
I count 25.
Yeah.
So, for instance, you go to the YMCA on 3rd Street and GI for candy canes.
So they're actually going to be out, like, giving that away. They're actually, you don't even have to walk down there. They're going to be out there walking around, handing that out.
So we don't actually tour all of these businesses. We go Railside.
Right. So what's going to happen is there's a map on there, and that way you can see where everything is. And then if it's something that is strolling about, that's going to be on there too. And we've decided to make it easier this year. Since there's so many things this year, we thought people struggle with where is an activity. So everybody that has an activity is going to have green lights in their window. So you can look at the street, you'll
fantastic.
See the green, and you'll be like, that's a place to go.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
He drinks so much coffee, he gets speeding tickets even when he's sitting still. Franz Mann, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.
Do you get good attendance for things like this?
Well, only like thousands and thousands of people.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty insane. If you've never been down there, it's pretty crazy.
Is this hard to put together?
It takes a small army to put it together, but we have some great people working on it. And Taylor Jones down there at Create 308, he helps pull the entertainment part of it together, which is like all the dance companies. But we also have Rascal Martinez he's gonna perform down there this year in between the dancers and then do a little bit of a concert afterwards. So yeah,
Will he play outside?
He's gonna play outside on the stage.
That's rough for a guitar player in the cold.
Right. But
tough on the fingers.
He's game. We asked him and he's willing to do it. He's got a big following and people love him.
Oh, he's great.
And so and then we're gonna be throwing prizes actually from the stage. I think we have like 50 door prizes already at least. So we're gonna be throwing t-shirts and gift cards and yeah.
That's a great way to ring in Christmas because that's what it's all about, is fighting for material.
It is, right? Items. So they can start early. It'll be like practice. You know, the mayor counts down, lights the tree. It's all the things. And yes, you can practice getting scrappy.
This all goes down next Friday from 5:30 to 8:30.
Yeah.
The only thing that could make this better is if there was a light dusting of snow.
Hush.
The real powdery Hush. Stuff, that would make it feel...
It would make it feel great, but that's a little risky. A couple years ago, it rained, so...
No, that's no fun.
We don't need... Dry works better, because we do have a rain-out date. We actually do it the next Tuesday, if that happens. We've actually had to do that before. I really hope that doesn't happen, though. So far, so good. I've been watching the forecast.
Railside Christmas... Next Friday, 5:30 to 8:30, with a whole host of events. This is free for us.
Yes, most of the things there are free. I mean, there's horse-drawn wagon rides. There's a barrel cart train down there. Santa. If some of the places do have an activity, it's a very minimal fee down there. But most of the things are free.
I see here there's a barrel train ride.
There is. It's Pete's Safari brings their barrel train, and they drive it around the streets there. The kids can ride.
It's downtown cool. Grand Island.
Yes, you really should go. If you've never been, it's quite an experience. It's pretty awesome.
What are Jolly Trotters?
Jolly Trotters are these little, they're horses and different things. They're walking around. They're people that have cute little farm animals that are walking around that you can see. There's a... live reindeer down there too.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Did you not know that this is so amazing?
I don't know how this has escaped me all these years.
Yes. Well, this year it is extra awesome, but it's a really great thing.
Let's look real fast at your extended forecast for Railside Christmas next Friday.
Yes. It's mid-40s maybe. And hazy fog.
6 to 8 inches of snow.
Hush.
Mixed with rain.
No, we're not going to do that.
It doesn't go that far ahead, I don't think. No. It's going to be great regardless, right?
Yes, it will be great. And it's an amazing thing that happens one time a year. I mean, really, it's Grand Island's biggest festival, if you want to think about it that way. It's pretty awesome.
Jackie, keep up the good work with this, and good luck with the happy brush.
Thank you.
Be careful on the stairs.
Well, you know, we do the best that we can. So far, so good.
Hang on to the handrail.
That's right. We have two.
Broadcasting live from the Island Studios.
Okay, cool.
Powered by Ken's Appliance. 107.7 The Island.